It automatically updates.
I should do that, but I don't. Because I don't
I
need my.
don't do that because it kicks me off my Sims when I'm doing stuff. And
Oh.
you're not allowed to bother me when I'm simming.
Nope.
But anyways, hi.
What up, people?
We're just talking about computer stuff because, you know, we're such computer experts.
We're so great at it.
I'm not. I'm over here just like, hit F10, hit it again, hit it again. I'm not technical at all. I'm like, whatever,
Just
just keep doing the
literally
same
hit
thing.
it.
Just keep doing the same thing, expecting re different results. That's how I fix things. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. That's how we do it. That's how we roll.
So while people are waiting for the notification to come through, because I still haven't
Face
got
you.
it. There it is. Look at that. We're live and people kind of know it. I guess I'm gonna wait a little bit longer before I make the fun announcement. So leading up to that, if you are here already, go ahead and give us a like and a subscribe. Find us on Patreon. That's the best place to follow us, even though we are kind of everywhere, mostly Instagram and Patreon, though. Plus, if you subscribe to us, my next little announcement is going to apply to you directly. So if you have not already, please do go ahead and hit subscribe and turn on notifications. You will find out why in like the next 5 or so minutes. But I'm going to turn it over to one of these lovely three people to talk more about what we're actually going to be talking about today. Somebody want to like give a little synopsis of what we might be talking about today?
Yes. So, in celebration of the October month, the thinning of the veil, the cross quarters, sewing, however you want to recognize it, we thought that we would last episode we talked about death and dying, and so we're going to stay with that motif, and this time we're going to talk about animal afterlife. So, can animals be spirits? What
And
happens
oh,
to
real
animals
quick
during their
too.
afterlife? Yes.
This is perfect timing because I think it was 2 days ago. Brandy knows what I'm about to say.
Yes, 2 days ago.
2 days ago, for the Mexican culture is Dia de los Muertos, but it was specifically the day for animal spirits.
Yes, it was the
So.
day for them to come visit us.
So we have a lot of different perspectives to discuss on that. And of course, we have our wonderful brother, Jason Altier Duquesne, joining us today.
Yes.
And I know he has definitely a few things to talk about with that. And so
He was my
that's
first animal
our
reading
subject
ever.
today. Yeah, he was, wasn't he?
He was my first animal spirit reading ever.
Oh yeah.
Before we get into today's topic, now that I'm thinking a few more people should hopefully be here, but again, I will reiterate this later. However, again, if you are not already subscribed, you should subscribe and hit the notification button because we are doing our first giveaway. It is.
First giveaway in a long time.
Yeah, no, that's true. Jeez, I forgot about that one. It's been so long.
Right.
But this one's going to be a little different. So this is going to be done. You have to subscribe and you have to turn on the notifications because it's going to be the first person to come in on our next live, not our next like if it's just me and Brandy, because we have one planned coming up, but the next time that it's like the main
Next
podcast,
episode.
like yeah, the next what episode is this? What number are we on?
Nine.
Okay, so on episode 10 of the podcast is when we'll be doing the giveaway. Not on our next live, but on episode 10 of the podcast, we'll be doing it. We're going to be giving away a full set of books and some stickers. Yeah. So basically, how it's going to work is you subscribe, make sure your notifications are on because it's only going to be the first person to come on and claim the prize.
Yay.
And yeah, I thought I would have more to say about that. Sorry. The way I was saying the words made it sound like there was more to come, but no, that's it. Subscribe, click
That
the
sounds
little
a big
bell
hit
icon.
already.
Yeah, like so go ahead and subscribe. Make sure you click the bell notification so that you can get here quickest because like I said, the first person to come and claim it is going to be the winner.
Yes, because thanks to everybody, we're over 1600 subscribers now.
I do
Oh,
have one
cool.
little thing though.
Nice.
There is only one restriction. Shipping has to be in the United States. I apologize for anybody who's listening outside. We are still a little teeny tiny business and we're not balling like that. We can't do overnight shipping out of country and all that stuff yet. One day,
No, one day
not
we
today,
will.
not today.
But yes. But
So yeah,
yeah.
I will bring that up again later, but now I will let us get into the fun stuff.
Well, and this has nothing to do with anything, but I just wanted to share that so I am not smoking cigarettes right now. I have switched to herbal
Drugs.
cigarettes.
It's drugs.
Oh, wow. Is herbal, these are not drugs. This actually has
My herbals are
skullcap,
drugs.
marigold or calendula or calendula, however you want to say it, and raspberry leaf.
Oh, where'd you get those?
From there.
She's like,
Oh,
do you
you
not
rolled
know
them
who I am?
yourself too?
Oh, she thought you bought them pre-rolled.
No, because I
Oh,
thought you bought them.
no. Oh, no,
You
I'm
bought
sorry.
the.
My bad. Yes, no, I made my own blend and then we have roller or that
Yeah,
machine
the
thingy.
machine, yeah.
Yeah. I even
Maybe
have
I'll.
my own little cigarette case too, see?
Oh,
I'm
nice.
proud of you.
Maybe I'll
Thank
try that because I tried to quit and
you.
shit went downhill real quick for me, and I said, fuck it.
I switched to lollipops.
Yeah.
Like I'm going through like 10 of them a day, but
Yeah, see, that would have been my
wow.
problem. I would have gone through a whole bag a day with everything that was going on. And I was like, you know what? I don't care right now. Even Hestia told
I'm
me,
still
don't even
playing around
try.
with blends. I'm not sure I'm going to stick with this blend, but I'm still playing around with it though.
Right
But
on.
we'll see.
I make my own blends and roll my own too. We're
Yes, we know.
She's like, that's not
Okay.
news, you fucking. She's like, you stupid stoner. Stop talking about it. Stop making weed your personality.
If it wasn't, we would be worried.
No, weed has
I'm a
been part of my
little,
personality.
no offense to the Scorpios out there, but like, I'm kind of bummed. Like, it's not, Libra season anymore.
Yeah,
'Cause
well, if
worst
you
part,
need.
hold on. First of all, why is Bella talking about anything astrological today? This is the second time she's brought astrology up today, and I am shocked and appalled.
Well, notice though, I never am claiming to know about it. I'm always, if I do bring it up, it's always to ask you to give me some insight on it because my interest is still not enough where I will actually pick up a book and look at it. I'm just going to ask Hestia.
And here's the thing. I know that's a fact because not only has she like I have her book wish list and no, they're nothing at all. But I sent her husband the workbook that I love and cherish so very much for
And he's
Christmas one
actually,
year. And I
he
don't
goes
think
through it.
she's good. I'm glad. But in the
I won't
back,
touch it.
it's literally in the back of the book, it's literally like this plus this equals you. And she hasn't even read that. So it's like, okay.
Oh, I didn't even know that was. I guess I should look.
Yeah, there's three appendices in the back of the book that literally you just do 1 plus 2 plus 3 equals this, and that's me.
Oh, dude, that's funny.
He actually goes through that book. I know he struggles with it sometimes, so.
Oh, to
But
continue this
he
rant
definitely
real quick
tries.
though, if there are any Scorpios here, why is Scorpio season not Scorpioing? Like, what are y'all doing? It's
Ask
so
this one.
drab.
She's
Like this is the worst Scorpio season I've ever seen. Like, where are y'all at?
I was expecting my child to go ape shit crazy because she's a Scorpio and exudes being a Scorpio, and she's calmer than shit right now.
My sister's a
What are they
Scorpio
supposed
and
to be doing?
causing chaos like they do.
Being batshit crazy.
Yeah, no, the Scorpios, like, they have, I know the reputation they have amongst everybody. We all do. But really, they're really like manipulative. They can be really mean,
Yeah,
really
they
mean.
can.
They
My
will
dad,
hurt your fucking feelings.
my dad's a Scorpio.
Oh,
My
wow.
sister is 3 years younger than
Really
me. And sometimes I'm like, little girl, you are mean.
mean.
What's wrong with you?
Dude, this child will come up and pretend to shank you out of nowhere just because she felt like making sure you were dead for the day. That's the most
Definitely
Scorpio thing I've ever
Hestia's
heard.
astral child. Definitely Hestia's
Yeah.
astral child.
Yeah,
I'll
that's
be in
my
the
baby.
kitchen, or Jim will be in the kitchen with me, and she will come up and go, shink, 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 and walk away. So beware if we're all together. You're gonna get shanked. Just a
Oh.
warning.
By her or by me?
One of the two is gonna shank you, or they're gonna both do it at the same time.
Oh,
Just saying. So.
so,
That was a fun rant.
who wants to start?
I actually don't mind starting because
Getting
I'm going to drag Jason into this.
there you
We're getting back to the subject that we've not started yet.
Yeah. I mean, we're less than 15 minutes in. People know we rant. We have
Yes,
our
yeah.
moments. Anyways, so again, today we're talking about animals and if they have a spirit.
Yeah, the
So
animal afterlife.
I guess, yeah, and animal afterlife. So this is going to
We're
probably
not
go
talking
a few
about do
different
all
ways.
dogs go to heaven? We're not going to go there.
That was one of my favorite movies as a
Me
kid.
too.
But I watched it as an adult. It is so dark. As a
I'm like,
kid, I'm sitting there singing along, watching it happy. Now as an
oh,
adult, I'm like, oh my God, who lets kids watch this? Anyway, dang, this
wow.
whole movie's about death and drug dealing. Cool. Anyway, an underground dog alcohol gambling den. Awesome. Anyways, so me personally, I do think that all animals, all living things have a spirit. So my stance on this is going to be pretty short. I don't have a lot of experience in this realm. I do believe that all animals have a spirit, and what happens to that spirit when they die is, I see it the same way I see humans. It's all energy. When they die, that energy just transfers to something else, whether that's another dog, another person, a light bulb, whatever. But with that said, I did have my first experience with an animal spirit, thanks to Jason here. I'm not going to go too into detail about it in case he wants to talk about it, but he had a dog that passed, and I did a reading for him. And I'm not going to lie, when I agreed to do the reading, I was like, I don't know how this is going to go. I've never done anything with animal spirits before. Wasn't expecting to get any solid answers, but it was weird because when I did the reading, I was assuming that it would come to me in the voice of just like a spirit guide, an unbodied entity. That's sometimes how I get messages when I'm not dealing with like family spirits. So that's what I was expecting. But then I'm like, no, this whole little dog decided to talk to me and it was weird and I didn't like it. I'm not gonna lie, I did not like it. It was very uncomfortable because I'd never done it before. I don't like new things. So when I'm sitting here and I'm telling him, like, hey, like, no, the dog came through, like Yoshi came through, and this is what was said, and this is what it is. And when he confirmed everything, it was like, that sounds right, this sounds right, this sounds on track, this sounds on track with the working I've done. And I was blown away. I was completely
Yeah.
blown away because I had only worked with humans.
So tell me, how does it come through? Like, does it come through with images, or because I mean, Yoshi didn't suddenly start speaking English, right? Did you suddenly start understanding barking?
No, there was no barking. It's okay, so I mean, in the past I've discussed that I do use tarot and other forms of cartomancy. So basically how I do it, I don't read them traditionally anymore. I quit doing that like some years back. And So basically, I will read it in the pictures, but I will hear in my head like a voice. So yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess your dog did learn English. I don't know. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, that's the thing, is being the vessel of just like, I just have the message. I can't explain to you.
Right.
Like, yeah,
Well, I
like
was just
sometimes
curious
it's
how the
hard.
message comes, you know, if
Yeah,
it just
no, it
comes
was
in
very much
images or is
words.
it, yeah.
It was very much words. It was very much its own distinct voice that I had never heard from anybody else. It was very much like, nope, this is the spirit of the dog speaking.
Oh,
Nice. Yeah, it was very weird. It
indeed.
was, to this day, it's still weird. I don't think about it often, because I just like, what am I supposed to do with this information? I don't know what to do. But it was very interesting.
Yeah, it's like I wanted a reading to see like where his spirit was, because when he passed away, I was devastated. Like he was my little buddy. Like I took him literally everywhere with me, and he was such a good dog, such a good fucking dog. And
And he was so cute.
yeah.
Really was. But no, it is weird because he answered the question pretty plainly too. Because that part I do remember. It was very much like, I'm experiencing where I'm at. I'm traveling, I'm seeing what's out here, and when I come back, I come back.
Yeah, because that was the working I did was like I wanted him to like reincarnate back to me. And I was looking at a what was it? I got the idea from that one movie. I forget the name of it, but where that guy's dog dies and he keeps like reincarnating and coming back as like a different
I
breed.
was really about to say, what, Pet Cemetery?
No.
My
My
God.
bad.
I don't think I've ever heard of that movie, but then again, I don't watch
Yeah,
animal
me either.
movies.
You don't know the name of it? Let's see.
Kevin does.
I'm gonna try to Google it while you guys continue.
Is it a serious movie? Or animation?
No, it's not like animation. It's a like
Serious
live
movie.
action.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
Wait, is it a dog's purpose?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. I've heard of it, but I haven't watched it. I've heard of it. I've never seen it either.
I would never watch it. I don't watch things that have animals in it. I can't.
Oh.
Can't.
But
It's
it's
a
like
it could, yeah, it's like, yeah, because I don't care what anybody says. I don't care how happy it is. There is always, because this is what Hollywood likes to do. They always have to throw in that one moment of sadness so everybody can go, no, I can't. I just can't do it.
yeah, and everybody I know will be more sad about animals than humans. So, like, perfect example, we were watching some Marvel movie, the one with Rocket Raccoon. It's like the more recent one. And y'all know how I am
Guardians
about what.
3.
Oh, well then you should know how I felt about it. But
We
when
were both crying about
I
it.
had no idea. I had no idea what was happening in that movie, and I love raccoons. I cry when I see dead raccoons on the street and stuff. And I didn't know what was coming in this movie at all. So I'm not going to say what it is in case you haven't seen it. It is still somewhat a newer movie, but if you are an animal lover, especially if you're a raccoon lover, do not watch that movie. I was ugly. I almost made him turn it off.
We watched it the same night because we're like, okay, we're gonna watch this. And
Whoever wrote that movie is
we
disgusting, and I
watched
don't like
it the
you.
next, we discussed it the next day, and we both were in tears for that movie. Just the whole premises of
I hate
Rocket
that
and
movie.
stuff.
I'll never watch it again.
Wait, what movie? What's it called?
Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Oh,
It's the
okay.
part three to the Guardians of the Galaxy movies, and it's all about Rocket Raccoon and his origins, and it's just heart-wrenching. It's like, how do you make this one animal who's supposed to be this big badass, and then you turn it to where you just want to cry and hug the poor raccoon?
Yep, I won't be watching that. Thank you for
I'm
warning
getting
me.
mad. I'm getting mad all over again. We
Oh.
gotta get back on topic. Get back on topic because I really, whoever wrote that, I really hate you. Like, I really hate you. You ruined a whole evening for me. The whole, because first of all, those movies are like 3.5 hours long. And then for like the
Yes.
next hour and a half, I was sad. So, like,
You're
that's like half a day.
crying.
Ruined my
Yeah.
day.
But you know, that's a perfect case in point, though, how, you know, like you said, Hestia, you know, even some of the hardest people, you know, will be touched often by animals. There's something about the that essence
The
of an
innocence.
animal.
Yeah,
Maybe that's what
like
it, yeah, maybe it is.
I feel guilty too because like I grieve or Yoshi like more than I mourned my mom's death. At the same time, like Yoshi was with me when my mom died.
Yeah, he was with
Well,
you for a
I think
lot
that's
of
a good
the.
segue. I think that's a, I'm sorry, Brandy, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, Yoshi was with you for a lot of events in your life, you know?
Yeah.
So.
But I do think that's a good segue into one topic that we can talk about with this is animals in a supportive role. We've all heard about like emotional support animals, you know, medical aid dogs and stuff like that. But I think it's a more rare occurrence for somebody to have like a spiritual connection with their animal to the point where that animal reads and understands you too.
Yeah.
And I think that's where some of the spiritual ties come in, especially with people who practice any kind of witchcraft or spirituality or anything, because it's not just witchcraft and magical practices. Sometimes it's there's religions of the world that have animals that are sacred to them, based off what they
Festivals.
represent, their energy
Absolutely.
and stuff like that. And people really lean on these because when you look into why elephants are revered, why cows are revered, why cats are revered, there's a lot of spirituality there. So I think I don't want to say it's not opinion, because of course there's going to be opinion on it, but it's not a new concept for people to be like, okay, animals have spirits, animal spirits transcend and do other things. I feel like out of all the research, well, I don't want to say I dedicated research to it, but out of all the reading that I've done here and there throughout my life, it seems like people have always kind of understood and accepted that animal spirits are move fluidly, very similar to ours. Like they can die and transfer to other things, or they can die and be stuck here, or they can die and transcend. And I feel like that's kind of the same setup we deal with.
Yeah,
And at the
but
same
it's like
time, though, I do feel like the animals that a lot of times, you know, the average person will considers animals to be lower on the totem pole, if you will. You know, like maybe next time, you know, instead of a dog, they'll come back as a person. Like that's supposed to be, you know, a promotion or something. Yet at the
Oh,
same
yeah.
time, there's several cultures that believe that that some animals, talking about like crows or cats, that they exist in both realms. And that, to me, that's not something that your average human does. Sure, you can have humans that are like that, but to me, that's not a sign of a lower form of being. That's a
No.
form of a higher form of being.
Yes. And see, another thing
Exactly.
too. I'm sorry, Jason. I know you're trying to say something. I'm gonna forget this if I don't
Sorry.
say it right this second.
Oh, go ahead.
Just how I was saying that a couple days ago was Dia de Muertos for animals in Mexican culture. I can't say the technical name of the dogs, but the Mexican hairless dogs,
The
they're seen
Cholo
as
dogs.
yeah,
Well.
they are the ones that lead the way back and forth between the spirit realms.
Yeah.
That's why they're so important for Dia de Muertos. Like that's their thing, is they come back and forth with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's several cultures that believe dogs themselves are psychopomps or can be
Yes.
psychopomps.
Cats
Oh,
too. Cats too.
yep.
Ah, dude. Well, I
Birds.
mean,
Like animals, like they, I feel like they offer something that that a lot of humans don't, which is unconditional love.
And see,
Yeah.
so how Hesia was saying, like the spiritual connection and like the support of an animal. So we had a pit bull. Her name was Bella. And what do you call it? We did not specifically get her to be a service dog at all. We actually got her like a week after Sophie came home from the NICU as a puppy. Well, somehow her and Jim got really, really close. And when he started having seizures, she's the one who was being alertful of it. And we hadn't trained her for any of that. And like they just had this connection. And when she was murdered, I say she was murdered because she was, he refuses to get another dog, period, because he doesn't wanna, he doesn't, he had such a connection with her. He doesn't want another dog because he can't find one like her. And like for like months after she passed away and we buried her, he could always see her sitting in the spot we buried her because we buried her in her. She had this little spot where she could look down the bank and see everything and just sit there. And he swears he could see her all the time just sitting there, like monitoring everything. But he refuses to get another dog because he doesn't want any other dog but her. But like she like grew really close to him really quick, and she's the one who noticed all his medical problems. Like she would alert me like an hour before he was gonna have a seizure, or when he was having an emotional moment, she would like nudge at him and just lay across him and stuff like that. And like, and for someone like him who is very like stonewall, like manly and like emotionless sometimes, like that dog broke a lot of barriers for him.
Wow.
Yeah. So like he refuses. We haven't had really, we had one other dog, but we had an issue that we had to put him down because he had brain issues. And but he refuses to get another dog because he doesn't want anything other than Bella. That's all he wants. And he's not gonna find that.
Yeah, like I'm not gonna find Yoshi, which, or no, I still think I will. Like I think like in the reading that Hestia did, like he's gonna come back when I'm in a good spot.
And see,
But, yeah.
I think that things like that can be taken so many different ways. It could be, A, I'm coming back. One day you might just see a dog that looks just like me, or one day you might see a dog that looks nothing like me. It might be a big old drooly Saint Bernard, but it just acts like me. Or it could be, you know, when it's your time to go, that's when you'll see them. Like
Or it
it's
could be a
so,
person. It could be another person. You
Yes.
know, a new best friend. You never know. It doesn't necessarily mean that he's
And
going to come back as a dog.
that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to come back to me either. That's another way I interpreted it too, was he might come back but be in someone else's life because someone else may need him more than I do.
And that's the
Definitely.
thing too. And this is another thing that I find really interesting about animal spirits is the bond that you can make with them. A while back when we were talking about spirit animals specifically, I think this was like from one of the first two seasons when we really kind of did a deep dive into what spirit animals were.
Oh, yeah.
We kind of discussed then that, you know, sometimes they will come in, give you a message, and then they go. They're not your spirit animal anymore. But I also think that because we're dealing with spiritual creatures and we're spiritual creatures, and for us, four specifically, a little more spiritually inclined and in tuned than some people, sometimes there's exceptions to that. Because for the longest time, I was always like, okay, raccoons are my spirit animal. And they were, but they're not now. And that made me really sad. But because of the sadness I felt for it, they hang around still very much. Like it's not aggressive like it used to be. Like I got the message that I needed, but because it took so long, I got attached to them and they got attached to me. So now, even though that was not the original goal, they were very much, you could tell it was very much like a, hey, get the picture. Okay, we're gonna go. And then when they were gonna go, they were like, oh shit, why is she acting like that? Like, I guess we can't leave. Like, very much the same thing I did to you three. God damn it. Don't
Because
become my friend.
it's because it's funny, dude, because when you're having a hard time, that is when the raccoon's ear will come and like be fucking brave as shit and come up to my front door. And I'll like, that's why I'll text you, you cool? And then you'll tell me no or something.
No.
And I'm like, oh, okay, cool beans. Thanks.
And see,
Oh
this is
shit. Like
something that I'm get
I
Go
actually
ahead.
saw a raccoon the other morning, like, and I've never seen one in the area but before.
And
It
I
was
think
cute.
another thing too is
Aww.
like some of these energetic ties are really funny because I feel like when spirits know that you're tripping and you're not gonna listen, they'll go other places and get your fucking attention. Bella's had shit come to me. I've had shit go to everybody.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just like that sometimes. Yeah, it's crazy. But another thing too is outside of just like pets that you had connections with, sometimes one example I had as a kid, I don't really know how to explain it because again, I was a child. I was probably about 9 or 10 years old. My aunt and my grandmother lived next door to each other, and every day in the morning when my grandmother was getting ready to go to work, I would walk next door. So it's like 7 a.m. so I can go back to bed because I'm a little kid, not in school right now. So one morning I was getting ready to go next door so my grandma can go to work, and it was incredibly foggy where I'm from. The fog is so thick you can like play with it and touch it. So I was walking, and all of a sudden I see a dog, and I was like, I'm half asleep. It's foggy. I don't want to deal with this. So I'm just gonna keep going. As I get closer, it's really big. I'm like, oh shit, this is a huge dog. So I freeze because I'm a kid and I'm scared. So I start crying, and it starts walking up to me. It was either a wolf or a coyote. I was a kid, so I might be like making it seem bigger in my head than it was. It could have been a coyote, but in my head, it was a wolf. And it just walked up to me very, very slowly, just stood there and looked at me, kind of tilted its head, and then fucking like turned into the rest of the fog.
I had
Oh,
a
nice.
coyote story too, because there's a bunch of coyotes over where we are, and one time when I was walking Yoshi, we were kind of being stalked by a coyote, and like I know like you don't run because like if you run they might chase you, so but like
Yeah.
we were trying to pick up the pace, and it was like kind of picking up the pace with me, so I turned around and I pointed at it and I go hey, and it just like stopped and then just sat down, and I was like good. You stay. And it just stayed
Wow.
there. Like I was like, did that coyote just listen to me?
Apparently.
I remember you telling us that, actually. You were like, what the hell? What just happened?
Yeah.
Well, so that
we were
makes
like
me wonder. So that would make me wonder, like, okay, so are these, when you see things like that, do you automatically be like, okay, that was a spirit, or do you take it as like just a sign? Or is it only a spirit or a spirit animal if you can see it physically versus a weird fog coyote?
Right.
I mean,
Yeah. That is.
I would think, me personally, I would think it more of a spirit versus just a sign. And I don't want to say just a sign, I didn't mean it to come out that way. But yeah, that seems to me like it would be more of a spirit manifestation.
Right.
Personally.
Yeah.
What are your guys' thoughts on do you think that there is a difference between a spirit of an animal versus an essence of an animal?
I think your spirit is your essence, so I'm gonna say
Yeah.
no. So let me tell you and explain why I am asking this question, because in some ways I feel like they can actually be two different things, yet at the same time related. And this may overlap into the concepts of the twin flame, if you will, in the true definition of a twin flame. Not the, oh my God, it's my boyfriend's my twin flame. No, not that version. But you know, I've told you guys before, you know, that I felt a very different kind of connection with my cat Max. And when he left me, I felt I was devastated. I was distraught. And then he came back. And then he left again. And at when he left again, I was still distraught, but it was almost like I knew that, one, I knew he wasn't coming back, and two, I knew that it was time. It was time for him to go. And so even though I was distraught and upset, I wasn't as upset because it's like I just knew that it was time for him to go, but I still felt drawn to that. I needed, and this is weird because I have traditionally been a dog person, but I needed another cat. And so it took me a while to find, and I found actually a few, and then they would fall through, and then finally I got one. And went to go pick her up, and for one thing, I decided to talk to her on the way home, and let her pick her name, and I went through all kinds of names, and I would get all kinds of responses from her, and then when I said Bastet, it was just like this, like really loving, like meow purr. I'm like, okay, Bastet it is, but. When she came home, and since she's been here, I noticed that Max had some very distinct behaviors, and Bastet is om has om I oh sometimes I feel like it's Max. I know it's not Max. I know Max hasn't passed. We're pretty sure that we see him around the neighborhood still. Yet at the same time, I feel like it's Max's essence. Does that make sense? Or
That
am
makes
I
sense
just losing
because, like,
it?
no, I think that makes sense because I kind of feel the same way with Bentley. Like, he is like the opposite of Yoshi in so many ways, but yeah, exactly the same in a lot of ways. And I don't think it's just like a breed thing because like Yoshi was a Yorkie and Bentley's a Yorkie poo. But like, I kind of have like, I don't know, this also might sound like kind of crazy, but like, I feel like Bentley may have been like a part of my working in a way, like kind of created like maybe that counterpart, because like Bentley, like I wasn't really looking for another dog. I was
I don't really know
like,
about your situation, Jason. I do have a thought and opinion on Bella's when you're done, though.
sure. But yeah, what's weird about like Bentley too was I wasn't really looking for another dog. He just kind of like appeared. And what was interesting about his birth is that he didn't have litter mates. Like, he was a single birth dog.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That's
So,
rare.
that's,
Yeah. That's super
Especially rare.
for that breed of dog. They usually have like a
Yeah.
litter.
Right.
Yeah. That's so crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You should definitely do a reading on that to see if you could get
Partially
a
made.
definitive answer.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
So what were
But
you going to say,
Bella,
Hesia?
yeah, about your situation, I'm not convinced that it's so much Max's essence. I think it was Max knew what you needed and put those plays in action for you to get what you needed. I think that there was a point in time where, like, this is what I get because I had done a reading on it and I had got some answers that didn't make sense. And now they do, now that I know this. So I'm going to say that I think, and I could do a reading on this and clarify it later if you want, but, I think what happened with your situation is Max came and was like, okay, this is what she needs. I'm not that. But I'll put the plays in motion for you to get what you need.
That makes sense. And that also kind of is similar to this other theory that when animals pass or they leave you and a new one comes into your life, then it's because like they talk to each other, like that old animal, whether they passed or not, will like send a new one into your life, and
Yeah,
like
yeah.
they'll
Yeah,
kind of carry so.
I get completely different energies from Bastet and Max. Max,
Yes.
I can verify 100% with absolute certainty that Max was not a mundane cat. I could
No.
communicate with him openly and freely. I was the one who communicated with him when he was missing. I knew where he went. I knew that
Right.
he was coming
Right.
back. And I don't know why that was there. So I feel like maybe Max was a little bit more powerful. I think Bastet is more, this is what you need. Max, I think, it has a greater purpose than that. He has to go help other people. Bastet has to help you. Max has to help multiple people.
And see, remember, if you think about it.
She definitely acts more like a prompt. Like, I don't, you're absolutely right. Max was an enhancement to what I did and my workings and stuff. Bastet is more like a prompt. Like she's reminding me, get in there. It's been a while. Do this. But
I think I know what it
yeah.
is too. I'm not trying to bust you out or say anything. This happens to everybody who practices, but sometimes people who practice fall out of practice. There was a long period of time where Bella was really struggling to maintain her practice and keep doing it. And she really, like, everybody was getting bombarded with messages about it. I had weird creatures popping up outside my window. She had cat issues and all kinds, like, there was so many things
My
that were
cat
pushing
kept,
her back to her
yeah.
practice. And I think that the cat was one of them. And I think when Max saw that you need prompts to do it, that's where this cat came in. He was like, okay, see, I can help you with them, but I can't help you with them if you're not going to do them.
Yeah, because like
Yeah,
in that whole
that's
situation,
true.
I've always said Clover, my cat, is not a familiar in any shape or fucking form. Excuse my language, but she's not. And during that whole time, she was messing with my altar stuff. And it was just the section that I have dedicated to us. And everything that she would knock down would be Bella shit. I'm like, what do you have against this girl? What did Bella didn't do shit to you? Stop fucking her shit up. And that's when we were like, okay,
Sorry.
girl, there's something going on, man. When Clover, who has no magical bone in her damn body whatsoever, besides just destroying shit, is
Yeah.
messing your
No,
stuff
I
up.
knew it was bad when her little, I don't know what they are. I don't know if they're deities or gods, but whenever her god homie decided to scare the shit out of my husband, that's when I was like, okay, we gotta do something.
Oh, when the husband is like,
her new notes.
Because
Her
he
new
will,
notes.
yeah,
Is it?
because he will kick me out. Stop it.
Therizinos
Who, your husband?
is one of
Yeah,
mine because I work with
he
him as
doesn't like
well.
none of that stuff. My
Yeah.
husband doesn't like anything woo-woo at all. It scares the ever-living crap out of him. And anything that even remotely happens, like if a plate falls, even if it was just like the plate was stacked wrong, if there's a bang in the kitchen and nobody's in there, he's gonna look at me so crazy.
Did you do this?
Like, is that one
And
of your
see.
people? Is that your aunt? Was your aunt, is your aunt being feisty in the kitchen again? Yeah, probably. I don't know.
And when my husband, anything like that happens, he'll look at me and goes, "What did you guys do?" He always assumes it's us.
I know
And he
Anthony
sounds
does the same
outside.
thing.
Yeah, and
What
he
do you
sounds
really?
outside. He's like, what's Bella doing? Has Bella been doing her practice?
Whatever. Oh my God.
Not you scaring all our mundane husbands.
Or when Hestia's got
No.
spiders running up on her in the bathroom and she's like bombing them with cologne and perfume to die.
Yeah. That's usually, actually, I'm not gonna lie, that is usually how okay, let's rein it back in a little bit. We've been lots of tangents. But this is another one, and I think this will spark something for Bella, hopefully. Almost every single time something is going on with her, whether it's something big or something small, I will get an aggressive spider. I don't mean just like a daddy long leg chilling. I mean like a wolf spider falls on me or something. Like it touches my being and I hate it. Like I love Bella to death and I respect her and her views on this, but I hate spiders. They scare the shit out of me. Something about them legs and them eyes. I can't do it. I just can't do it. I've tried.
Oh, I
At
caught a
this
black
point,
widow the other day. It's so pretty.
and see, I've noticed
Still gonna bite you.
when a spider runs up on Hestia like that, it's
Kind of
Check on
weird.
Bella. Yeah, check on Bella.
It's check on Bella, or literally, what was it, 30, 40 minutes after that happened? We got a text from you.
Yeah.
Girl, I was like, wow, that's what happened. That's why you got a spider.
Yeah. Anytime anything big, drastic happens with Bella, we get aggressive spider messages, and you have got to find a better way to talk to me because I'm gonna have a stroke one day.
We're gonna get a text from Danny or the hubby, and he's gonna be, ma'am, your spiders sent her to the hospital.
They
You
go
know.
with her.
But yes, so.
But that's another thing. So I don't know how we're gonna spin this into animal afterlife here soon. But another thing that like I've noticed with animal, like just spirits in general, is again, if you have the kind of spiritual connection that we have given ourselves, because not only did we naturally have one, when we first started doing workings together, we did a special working that like tied our energies together. So now we get pimples together and stuff. It's really
Whoever has
stupid.
one
Don't,
right
I don't recommend
here,
it.
please go get away.
Be careful before you go doing energy tying workings with your friends, because that means you're going to be getting pimples on your butt and stuff too. Like, it's not fun. It's not good times. Be careful. Like, there's been
True
times where
though, because
Bella,
that didn't just bind, that melded.
yeah, because Bella's like, I've had good skin for decades now, and now look at me. Sorry, I have hormone problems. Enjoy.
Seriously.
Yeah. So whoever has them on their jawline this week, can you please get that
Oh
under
God,
control?
I'm sorry. I have hormone problems. I just said this. Leave me alone.
I gotta put Halloween makeup on Tuesday, and that's gonna totally make it look horrible.
Anyways, so how do we want to segue into what we think about maybe animal afterlives? Because there's so many different things about that.
I was gonna bring up the Rainbow Bridge. I hear that like that's like a really
That's a
common.
common one. Yeah. That
Like
I'm not
what?
gonna lie. That might between that and Dia de los Muertos thing, like that might be the only thing I know about animal, like as animals as far as it pertains to like actual afterlife. That's all I know. So I'm not gonna have a lot to offer this time.
You want to go into that a little bit more, Jason?
Yeah, the Rainbow Bridge. Like from what I've heard is that like it can almost be like an instinctual thing with some animals. Like they just automatically like know where to go, and like they cross it. And from what I hear, it's like it's not like it can look like an actual rainbow, but it could also just look like a wooden bridge with like a bunch of like different colored flowers all over it, and they just like kind of run towards like the sun or the fields or the sunny fields. And yeah, that's pretty much all I know about it.
Yeah, I think some of that goes back to, your core belief systems, because obviously there's a few different trains of thought there, is there's the train of thought that animal spirits are animal spirits and their afterlife is, just energy existence afterwards, that there is that if there is a reincarnation cycle, that it's always within the animal world. And then there's that other train of thought where, a spirit is a spirit and you can come back as a fly one time or a dog the next time or a person the time after that. And so I think some of that of where you think they go, for example, when they cross the Rainbow Bridge, is really kind of a result of what do you truly believe. And for me personally, I don't know if I have a really strong belief one way or another, although I do lean more towards that, just like Hesse always says, it's all energy. So to me, I don't see that it's just, animals over here or people over here, and that when we recycle, when we come back, that we it's we come back as whatever, you know.
Right.
I do
Like
find it really
I
interesting.
but I
Go
think
ahead.
like there can be some like really common threads though with certain essences for me personally, like when exploring like those doing the past life regressions, I've noticed like a lot of like common threads with like a lot of my previous lives. Like pretty much have always been male. Pretty much have always been like homosexual, and have also always maintained my identity as a witch. And when I was doing all the research for that working with Yoshi to try to like I don't want to say like force reincarnation for it, but that's like almost essentially what it was. It's like kind of like I was forcing a reincarnation or like ensuring it that way he would reincarnate back to me. When I was looking into that too, there's some beliefs too where like an animal will always stay an animal.
Well, and that crosses into other types of things. Like, we've done an episode on Therianism, So for instance, you take Clyde, where perhaps there is also that there that the spirit is a at its core is one thing. And so regardless of how it reincarnates or
I have a question
recycles
about that.
into future lives, that maybe they carry, that core essence.
Or
So in
maybe
Clyde's
what
case,
it,
the wolf essence.
but what
Right.
if
But go
it,
ahead.
what if it's not that? What if it's not a, like, this is the core energy? What if it's a, what if it's that spirit's memory?
That too, yes, absolutely.
Like, it could be like, okay, because to me, somebody's like spirit, like their energetic core, that's all it is. Like, the core itself is the energy, and then that has memory, just like water has memory. I feel like the energy has memory. So if you lived an experience and as a wolf, you're gonna have some memory of that. Now you're in your new existence, your memory of that might be stronger than somebody else's memory of that.
That kind of
Or
goes into
perhaps that there was
the
something,
idea of like
really important about that.
Something
That,
about that past life is going to help you with this
yes,
one.
exactly.
What's it called? The eternal consciousness. Like
All right, because I
the
mean,
permanent consciousness.
because, us as humans, no matter who or what we were in a past life, we always have some kind of memory or something that we know we need to fix and redo. So I'm assuming it would be the same for an animal if they were reincarnated as a human. They had a purpose that they didn't fulfill. So in this life, they
Have you
became a
guys?
human to
I'm
fulfill
glad you said that, Brandy. I'm hella glad you said
it.
that because I've had animals that do not act like animals. They act like humans to the point where it freaks people out. To the point where it freaks people out. I had a cat. I've talked about him numerous times. Technically, I think he was my mother's cat, but we're not gonna split those hairs today. It was my cat. His name was Mr. Kitty Lump Lumps, and he was fabulous, and I love him. But there was something about that. There was something about that cat that, like, everybody else noticed it, and it was only around me. Around everybody else, he would act pretty normal. But when he would come to me, like, he would look me dead in my eyes, like dead in my eyes, and listen to me talk to him like a human. And if I was sad, I wouldn't even be in the same room as him. I'm notorious for like locking myself in a room when I'm depressed or angry. So I was in a room at my mom's house and I had the door shut, and all of a sudden, have you ever heard a cat like claw at the bottom of a door like that? And it like makes it rattle against the fucking door frame, and it's just loud. It sounds like the police are trying to get in.
Yeah,
So
my mom's cat used to do
on a
that.
daily. So he would start doing that. Just I'm coming in if I have to barrel under this door, basically. So I would let him in, and he would lay either directly on my face, almost nose to nose, looking me in my eyes until I stopped crying, Or I would wake up and he would be laying in the curve of my back. And my mom would even be like, "Why does he act like that with you?" And this is so many years ago. This is before I started practicing. I come from a family that like has some loose spirituality, but I don't think anybody takes any of it overly seriously. So it's like my mom would pick up on stuff and be like, "That's weird. Why is he acting like that around you?" My mom was very into like Native American traditions and stuff. And she noticed it, her boyfriend noticed it, and it was very weird to them. Like, why does the energy shift so much with you guys? And, I really do think that at some point he had an experience as a human and knew what it was like to feel that way. 'Cause, some cats will look at you like, "Ew, why are you crying?" He was not that. He would look me, I mean, like, not even just looking at my face, like pupil to pupil eye contact. Like I understand what you're going through. And like he had really nice like human eyes. He didn't look like a cat. It was very weird. It was weird. So
That
I'm
would
just
make
glad you said that,
sense.
because there are animals that act like humans, just like there's humans who have like in Clyde's situation, how he very much feels that it could be very much that just like he was not so much a Therian in another life, but just like a full-blooded wolf in another life. And now he just has that in him. It's there.
And that makes a lot of sense, especially, when we talk about, especially for me, one of my primary beliefs is that we're not just coming back here just because it's fun, that we're coming back because we're supposed to be growing and learning so that eventually we don't have to come back. And so that would make sense that we would hold on to things that we're supposed to build off of. So that makes perfect
And
sense.
that makes so much sense too, because no matter what mortal form you take, whether it's a human body or a wolf or a goldfish, if you are in the wild, there's a hierarchy. There's different structures to no matter what you are. If you're in a group of wild cats, they do things a certain way, and your role may not be what you thought it was going to be. Like you might think you're king of the jungle, but you got to go hunt zebras, or like chickens, they have a pecking order. You might think you top cock of the roost and you got to go pick worms. Like it's very simple that no matter what you come back as, it could be a lesson.
Very true.
Plus, look at how many different cultures around the world will literally tell you like it's spiritual to go sit outside in nature and just watch animals do animal things. Don't try to talk to them. Don't try to pet them. Don't be that lady. But, just go and just
Experience
watch.
them.
Yeah, like go and watch what they do, how they do things, and you can learn from them
So
just
I
by
can
doing
learn
that.
from this angry squirrel, mama squirrel I have, who keeps yelling at everybody and everything right now. I don't know if you can hear her, but she's been doing that for like 3 weeks straight. But I just watch her. She's amazing to watch because she gets shit done. But yeah, I mean, there's so many cultures that do respect and have that foundation of respect the animals and pay attention to the way they do things and stuff, because it, like you said, Hestia, they have orders. And if, like you said, if they're, you thought you were the top dog and you got your ass whipped back then, you came back to be a human, to be put back in the order you should have been.
Going back to the core thing of, do animals have spirits like humans do? I think it's, I just have to, I guess, reiterate it because, especially, and again, here I go again, bring up my nurse stuff. I have been in the same room with dead human bodies, just like many of us have been in the same room or same places with dead animals. And some people may find this insulting, but I'm sorry. But at that point, it's the same thing. You have a dead meat sack. There's literally that life force is something.
It's so crazy that you said that. And this is going to sound like a tangent, but I promise it ties in. Yesterday, just yesterday, I watched the new Scream movie. right? Scream 6. And in there is a scene fairly this I don't think this is a spoiler, but if it is, I apologize. I don't, because I'm going to tell this story. So, at the in the early part of the movie, there's a part where somebody is murdering somebody, and then later on is describing it to somebody else, and that's exactly how they fucking described it. They said that she turned from a person, and every time I stuck the knife in, she became less of a human and more meat. She's just, and then she was just meat. And that is exactly it. That's exactly it. You go from being a meat sack with a life force to just a meat sack. And as mean as that sounds, I don't take it as mean, because you're not that meat sack. You're whatever was animating that.
Yeah. It's just one of those things, like
It's just so weird
you're
that you use that
inhabiting
terminology.
you're inhabiting the meat suit. That's about it.
It was just weird
But
that
it's
you use that terminology, because, like I said, it was just that's almost verbatim what dude said.
Well, I mean, like, in, if you're like me and Bella, who's watched
So
Supernatural,
what she's saying is that I talk just like serial
serial
killers. Right
killer.
on. Okay, go on.
Yeah. And if you're like me and Bella, who do watch Supernatural, how many times do the angels and the demons and the ghosts refer to us just as meat puppets? That's all we are, without a soul or energy or anything. We're just.
Well, and that, but you know, that's what I think is the difference, you know. And I think that, to me, you know, people talk about, and I'm sorry if I'm going to say it in this way, but you know, you hear the proverbial, how do I know God exists? Well, it doesn't have to be God, but I mean, you know, whatever that, you know, that additional energy or life force or whatever is, that's just it. You know, it's, we are what animates whatever it is.
Yeah, so
Exactly,
exactly.
ma'am.
We're just, I just feel like there's a spark, and that spark is what does it. It's just like anything else. Everything, it's all a battery. Because again, it's all energy. And you know, if you have a dead battery, if you give it a jump, it's gonna start. All you need is a spark.
Yeah. I mean, I have children, so this may, and I like comics, but like it's kind of like in the Transformers, the Allspark. If they don't have that spark, Transformers don't move. They're dead. They're just a pile of whatever.
I have a question for you guys.
Yes.
So, in some cultures, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, and I apologize, but I believe it was in ancient Egypt that this was a thing, where people, they very much did see their pets, whether it be a dog or a cat, they saw them as psychopomps. They saw them as very spiritual. They borderline worshipped, if not full-fledged worshipped, these animals. And a lot of times they would be buried with their pet. So my question to you three is, one, what do you think about that? And two, does that mean they were murdering their cat or something to take with them? Like, I died, but like, so what, all their pets were just dying at the same time as them, or?
Yes
So
and no.
actually, well, from what I remember from historically, not spiritually, historically, that yes, sometimes they were buried alive.
They were either buried alive, or they were not, I guess, put to sleep by poison sometimes, but most of the time they were
Yeah,
like, get in
or
there,
killed
you're.
and mummified as well. Like cats, I believe cats were mummified also.
Cats. Yes. And I just wanted to ask, because I know you guys have read a little more on like a wider variety of studies, whereas I'm still very much treading through the things that directly apply to me. So I was just wondering if maybe you guys knew about that, because I was always like, I hope they aren't just like killing these animals to take
No,
with them. But no, I guess they
sometimes
kind of were.
no,
But here's the thing,
they
I
were shoved
also
in there.
can't judge. I also kind of can't judge, because like there's traditions that are in my roots where, like, yeah, you sometimes got to kill animals for various reasons, whether it's sacrifice or making polvos, or you know, like there's reasons. And you know, and I say that, I'm not saying like, hey, kill your cat, but I'm also saying that there's a way to do things where it's like respectful. This we're talking about like spirituality and religion and stuff, and there's numerous religions that require like the blood of an ox or this or that, the other. So I'm saying like
Right.
if you subscribe to those things, you know that there are respectful ways to do it. I'm in no way, do not just go get your random mundane ass cat and kill it because you think it's making you do something spiritual. Don't do that. You're a weirdo.
Please don't
Well,
do
no,
that.
because you know, some people will hear something and be like, oh, she supports killing animals. No, the fuck I don't. Like, don't spin it. It's not that. But like, you know, I always found that very interesting because they took it so serious. They were like, these animals are very much going to be my salvation in the afterlife. So it's not even I don't even think they were thinking about the animals' afterlife. They were very much thinking about their own.
Well,
And for
that's
the
the unfortunate thing is that they were,
Yeah, for
for the
Egyptians,
most
the
part.
cats were the most important because they helped
Yeah.
usher them across the river and to
Yeah, it was their
Anubis.
cholo dogs.
Pretty much, you know, that is their cholo dogs. You know, they're the ones that ushered them across the
Well,
river and stuff.
to Anubis, also a dog, by the way.
But was he
Right?
also a psychopomp?
With a dog head. What's that?
Was he also a psychopomp?
Well, you can look at it that way. He basically hung about during your trial. Where they weigh your
Inspect your heart.
heart.
Yeah. He was
And
there.
then
He was like,
and
okay.
then at when you're done, yeah, if you're ready to move on, then he is your escort. So yes, in that case, he is your psychopomp.
Yes. So,
I
how
want y'all to
funny.
start doing like deity episodes, like just on like a specific deity, because I find it interesting, but I don't want to hear it from some random stranger.
I actually was going to do that.
Well, here's your sign.
Yes, I actually was.
Not me being your sign to do it again.
Funny that you should mention that. And again, not to go on too much of a tangent here, but yes, I was planning in the future to do some deity videos, and also for Patreon as well, not just YouTube, is because I was going to have very kind of specific ones. So more generalized for YouTube, and then something a little bit more in depth or specific for
Yeah.
Patreon.
Ooh. Now
Right
I'm
on.
excited. There you go. So what do you guys think that the afterlife is going to overlap? Like if you let's say okay, so I don't really know everybody's in-depth individual ideas on what happens when your meat sack expires. So do you think that it's going to be you come back with the same spirits, whether they be animal or human, like when you're on your next iteration of life? Because I've heard a lot of people say that like
Okay, time out.
it's kind
Time
of
out.
clicky.
Time out.
What?
I thought we already decided that we're not coming back.
No, okay, here's the thing. Okay,
Okay, not us.
not
Don't make me
everybody.
come back.
What I'm saying is like in a general, like not us per se, not like the four of us, but like us as like just spirits, people, things. I've read numerous things from numerous different like practices, like different cultures around the world where they think that I'm sorry, I think somebody's in my hallway. I'm kind of loud. I don't want to freak my neighbors out too bad. Anyway. But no, that it gets kind of clicky, and that's so that's how some people who are like, okay, I found my twin flame, I found my soulmate, and I'm talking literal definitions, not my boyfriend.
Right.
Yeah, so I've heard that that's kind of how those people tend to find each other is because like even in the spiritual aspect, people kind of click together, like these are my people. So do you think that if you come back, your animal and friends' energies are going to come back with you every time?
I my me personally, I do subscribe to that. I do believe that
Mm-hmm.
there is kind of like a core group,
I think so
that we
too.
are, that we are connected or related in some fashion, where you're t whether you're talking about, the different the different manifestations of the higher self, or whether you're talking about just, just know each other really well. I mean, however you want to look at
Like,
it, you know,
we all
yeah.
tend to travel in the same circle of like friends, family, or even like enemies, because that's how
Yeah.
like those
Yeah.
connections
Yeah.
move. Like they just kind of click.
Well, we've had this discussion about, I know one of my past lives, like I knew one of it and I did a more in-depth to it, and I feel we were all connected somehow in one of them. And it's funny because before I met you all, I had another one that was very similar to my very closest childhood friend, and we still talk on a daily, and it's only like three of them. And like we, when we first met in kindergarten, we connected very quickly, like as if we known each other all our lives. And it's always been that way. And like we, like us four, we've had those discussions about how it felt like we just knew each other forever. Like we met a long time ago and it's never skipped a beat.
Well, and here's the thing too, is I do subscribe to that. At the same time, I also don't think it's just like, four or five people or four or five spirits. I think that
Think
there
it's
are a number of them
hundreds.
that we're not gonna, that we're not gonna see the same ones every single time, but we
Right.
recognize each other and we have those connections. I think some we see more than others. Some, I believe that we come back every single time together. I think there's different levels of connection for one thing, but I think that it goes back to, we are all on our path of learning and growing, until we get to a point where we don't need to come back, and we all come back in different forms or aspects affecting each other's lives. And sometimes it's just, to make a cameo appearance, and sometimes, you're playing a lead role in that person's life.
And then other times it's so incredibly, these people have to be around each other that I think it gets a little
Yes.
sloppy. It gets a little sloppy. And the reason I say that is a very specific person in this chat room right now, Miss Bella Boo. When I first did her and Clyde's charts, I was like, this is supposed to be you. This is supposed to be him. And why are they wrong? Why are they completely the other person's chart? Why is Bella's chart his? Why is his chart hers? And that's what I mean when it gets real sloppy, because if we're looking at this, like look at this from multiple different spiritual levels, even though astrology is not spiritual. So we just look at it for spiritual or not spiritual. God damn it, stop talking. if you look at the astrological chart, so Bella's chart basically reads as Clyde. Clyde's chart basically reads as Bella. Then we can skip over to something we were talking about earlier. Bella has always been a self-proclaimed dog person. She's laughing because I don't even need to finish this damn statement now, because she knows what I'm hinting at. So if he at one point has this dog energy, that's just who he is. How is that? I think it's sloppy. I think he was her dog last time and they messed up this time, and now everything's just a mess. And he's half her, she's half him. It's all messed up now. They got sloppy. They're
Well,
like, oh, they're
the one
working
thing that
together.
I never mentioned, because I never felt like it was important to mention, but I've always been very, even since I was a little girl, connected to the wolf. On top of that, it wasn't just a dog person.
See? Sloppy.
Yes.
They got
And now you
sloppy
got
this go
you.
around.
Now you got to a human wolf here. They were like,
I'm
okay,
just saying, hey, they messed up the details a little bit. They're like, it's just paperwork. Don't worry about it. Like,
hold on. It's okay that she'll figure it
they've
out
been
when
doing
she
this.
gets
They've been
through
doing this for hella cycles now. They got it. It's fine. They'll figure it out.
It's just
Well,
paperwork. I think the ADHD actually exists in on the spiritual realm, because I always tease him about that.
My
I'm like,
Bentley has ADHD. That dog has ADHD. Like,
listen,
well,
I don't care
listen.
how anybody takes this, but I feel like if you practice any, if you have any gifts, you're different. And whether that means you're on the spectrum or just neurodivergent, you're something. You can't be a regular person and be a
This is
witch,
true.
or you have no,
No,
you, I'm sorry,
there's
that I
something
think
there.
I fully believe they go hand in hand. I
Okay,
don't
but
know anybody who's like
this is
quote
how I
unquote a
told him.
normie who actually
This is how I
practices.
told him how it actually went down. I said, and yes, some of it is kidding, but I'm like, so you and I, we were like sitting on a cloud, hanging out. We're like, okay, we're ready to go. And we're like, okay, are you coming? And I jumped first, and your ADHD ass was like, ooh, meteor. And then by the time
Ooh, falling
you
stars.
realized that I had already left, you jumped down 29 years later.
I also feel like when they were up there doing their homework, they're like, turn in your natal charts, guys. And they just were like, just write your name on it. Hurry up. Hurry up. We gotta go. Write your name on it. Like, that one's mine. No, it doesn't matter. Come on.
Just do it. Just get it turned in.
Just turn it in so we don't get yelled at again.
No.
I feel like wherever the great control room is in the abyss, I feel like the people up there get irritated with Bella a little bit.
This woman is never gonna
Well,
learn. No,
don't say that. Don't say that.
we're here. Remember, we're here now, so we're fixing it. We're fixing it.
For a little bit of insight, since we have completely went off on a tangent, like we're not on a live, we're acting like we're talking to each other in private right now. So for a little bit of backstory, since apparently we're done with animals and we're just going to give you guys some insider chat right now. A long time ago, I did a reading. This is, Jason, I think this is before I even knew you existed. I had done a reading for all of us, and I was like, and it was, what was it? It was like reading your soul information through cards. And I was like, okay, well, it kind of looks like you guys are supposed to ascend this go around and not so much me. Like, I got to come back, right? And I was doing a lot of research into that. And this was years ago. So I was doing some more research on it like a couple years later. And yeah, I really do think that I'm kind of the one that's supposed to make sure they get their shit together and do it this time. I don't think I'm supposed to be done, but I think this time, like this specific go around, is just like, hey, they were supposed to graduate 4 years ago. Can you make sure they stay on task? That's your task this time, is to make sure they stay on task, since these are super seniors and we need them to hurry up.
There, we were on the four, we're on the 4 year plan. We extended ourselves just because we could.
Well, astrologically speaking, if you are a Libra, having an Aquarius friend is really good for you, because where you guys can get shit done, a lot of times you don't have like you need somebody to be like, hey, this is a good idea, do it.
That is so true for me. Yeah,
And
I think it's
the thing is,
awesome, but
I never followed up with you guys on that, but it's like now that I see it in action all the fucking time, it's like, hey, I know that this is what's supposed to happen now, and it's really irritating. Like, I
we'll
can't
make sure
believe
you're here to
this my one
crack
of
the
my mother.
whip.
This
We'll
is
make
one of
sure we
my
give you a
like,
pass.
how is this on my to-do list? Like,
And
the
what
fuck?
about Jason?
I don't know. I hadn't done
When
the, you know, this was
we
before
first
that's right.
started.
This was okay,
Yeah,
got it.
when we
That's
first
right.
started, and she was sitting there, I don't want to be here again. We're like, okay,
But
let's see if we can keep up.
if you're a Libra, get you an Aquarius friend.
No, for
We'll
real.
make sure you graduate on time. We're not going to graduate on time, but we'll make sure you graduate on time. Because another real good thing about us is we can give the best advice you'll ever get in your life, but we are not going to follow it.
Right.
But that's why we give good advice, because we fumble through life doing everything wrong, and so we know what not to do.
Yeah,
Tell you not to do it.
get yourself an Aquarius who's going to tell you the hard truth when you need it. Oh,
Oh,
it's our
it's the
Falcor.
baby. And see, look, we can talk about animals and spirits again real quick because we love him. He
No.
is basically our mascot, but listen, that is the most mundane doggy in the world.
He's
He
our old
is
man.
not a magical hair on him.
And he
Look at
rips
him.
her headphones
Yeah,
off.
see? This proof is right
And
there.
he's like, no headphones for you, ma'am.
He's like, let me show you how mundane I am.
Oh. He's our grumpy little old man.
He's so grumpy. It's not even funny.
He could be so happy, and yet he still looks like he does not give two shits about anything.
No, he makes grumpy old man sounds.
Yes. If you ever heard our very first recording, our very first episode, you can hear him in the background snoring and grunting.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh,
He's
yeah,
just a big
amazing.
baby.
Yes,
So, do we have
he's
anything
11
else to
years old
say?
now.
Do we
I
have
don't.
anything else to say about animals?
I think that's it. Does anybody have anything in the comments or anything that they want to say?
I didn't
No.
know. Chat was kind of dead today. Where are y'all at?
They're all hungover from the Halloween parties this weekend.
Okie dokie.
Well,
Well
before we
then.
go, don't forget if you want to participate in our giveaway for a complete set of our books and a couple stickers, make sure you are subscribed. Make sure you hit the little bell icon and make sure all the notifications are turned on. That way you will not miss our next episode of the podcast when you can claim the giveaway. You have to be
Yes.
the first person there. If you're the first person there,
Got to come
you
in and say
win.
hi.
That's basically, yeah. You have to come in, you have to say something so we know you're there. Because it's not like I know. It doesn't tell us you're there. So
Yes.
come in and
Yes.
make some noise and win some stuff. But you have to be subscribed and turn the bell on so you can hear all the notifications.
Right
Yeah.
on.
Ding ding. And yeah, all of our links will be below. Find us on Patreon. Again, you don't have to pay to follow us on Patreon. If you want to subscribe for extra content there, feel free. But we also have like free content, like just for following us there that you don't have to pay for.
Absolutely.
Times is tough, we know.
Yes.
Which is why we're like, if you can subscribe, please do. But
Yes.
yeah, if not, just give us a follow. We're over there. And we
All
will
right,
see you next
everybody.
time.
Thank you, Jason, for joining us.
Yeah. Thank you for
And
having me.
we
I forgot
will
to say
see
thank
you
you because I'm
guys.
so used to you being around. All
Right.
right. Thanks for what? You're always here. You're supposed to
Yeah,
be
thanks
here.
for being here on your day off.
Thanks
Well,
for
thank
being
you.
you.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously. Thanks for bringing your day off. Go enjoy
Absolutely.
the rest of your day off
For
and let's
sure.
go eat.
Yes, let's go eat.